Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Already this morning, we've had 14 orders on our merchant fulfilled listings. And we have a whole bunch of boxes and everything right behind me here in our little, we have like a prep area. But we don't normally merchant fulfill our stuff. But what happened recently was that Amazon, you know, they moved a bunch of our shipping dates out to like April 21st. So we merchant fulfilled, we listed all of our stuff, FBA and merchant fulfilled. And so if you guys go to amazingathome.com/blog, there is a full walkthrough of how to do this. And the idea is what you want to do is you want to list your FBA inventory again as merchant fulfilled, and it'll show up on the same listing. One offer will be merchant fulfilled and one offer will be FBA. And I posted a link about how to do this in the post here in the post description. So make sure that you, you can follow that link direct to that blog, and it'll walk you through step-by-step how to do that. The key is having different SKUs. You want to have a different SKU for your FBA listing and for your merchant fulfilled listing. And all you do is you go out to Seller Central and you click on inventory, add a product, you search for your product, and you click list this item, right? And then it might give you a warning about, hey, you already have this in your inventory, do you want to list it again? But what happened when I did it is it just brought me right up to the offer tab, and I put in the seller SKU, I put in the price, and then at the bottom, I put in, you know, that I want to ship this item myself, and then click send. The key here that I want you guys to understand is that you can, if you do not have inventory in a third-party warehouse, you can use your FBA inventory to fulfill your merchant fulfilled orders. That's key. You can use your FBA inventory to fulfill your merchant fulfilled orders. So if you live overseas and all of your stuff is in the Amazon warehouses, you and your shipping dates are moved out, you list again merchant fulfilled, and then you go ahead and you go into your inventory, and on that FBA listing, the SKU that's tied to FBA, you click the edit dropdown and you click create fulfillment order. You enter in the customer name and shipping address from the merchant fulfilled order that shows up in your orders tab, and then Amazon will send the order. So that is definitely something that you can do. I don't recommend when you set up your shipping templates for merchant fulfilled, I recommend just setting up standard shipping and not, it's great to offer free shipping. You'll get a lot more orders that way, but just offer standard shipping, because if Amazon is slow to fulfill, that way at least you're covered under standard shipping right now. I did hear that these fulfillment orders are going out just as fast as they always have. So that is really good news. So those of you who have lost your sales volume due to your shipping dates being moved out, this is a hack that you can use, right? You can list your listing again as merchant fulfilled and also have your FBA listing. And then when you get that order, you can go in and on your FBA listing, create a fulfillment order. I posted another link in the comments that explains a little bit more. Somebody asked this question in the seller forums, in the Seller Central forums. And people said, yes, this is nothing against policy. You can absolutely do it. In fact, you're going to pay a little bit more because you're paying for Amazon to fulfill it. So you pay the fulfillment fees, the packaging fees, and some of that, right? Whereas if you fulfill it yourself, if you box it up yourself and all of that, then you're getting a little bit of a discount because Amazon's not then paying for that packaging and stuff. So that's the difference. So it works out for Amazon. They don't care either way, right? I bet they're counting on most people not to figure that out right now with all of their overwhelmed stuff. But if you have stuff that you're getting orders, maybe those orders are getting canceled or whatever because of the 21 April or later ship date, then get in there, list your item again as merchant fulfilled. And when it sells, if you don't have inventory on you right now, when it sells, simply fulfill it using your FBA listing. Okay. So I'm going to, hopefully post some instructions about how to do this, but literally all you do is you go into your inventory and you're going to see, after you follow that blog post that I posted, you're going to see your merchant fulfilled listing and you're going to see your FBA listing in your inventory. And hopefully if you write the SKU properly, you're going to see, like what I do with my SKUs is I do MF at the very front of my SKU. And that way I know, okay, that's my merchant fulfilled listing. Another way for you to tell that it's the merchant fulfilled listing is to just look and you'll see that in the available column on your FBA listings, you can't change the number available. On your merchant fulfilled listings, there's a number in there. So that's kind of explained in the blog post about how to list again. So if you are missing your sales and people are shopping right now, y'all, they are shopping 14 orders already this morning and I don't sell necessity items. Like, you know, these are like home goods and people are buying them. So either way, make sure that you list it again, FBA to merchant fulfilled. Don't convert the listing because you still need the FBA listing and your inventory will go into stranded if you do that. So follow that blog post that I put in here and go ahead and list it again as merchant fulfilled. And then when your item sells, if you don't have inventory at in your own warehouse or at a prep center or something like that, you can use your FBA inventory to fulfill it. This is huge. This is huge for the people that have, and I just asked Jess Hill, I said, did you say that we could do that? And have you been doing that? And she said, yep, I learned this last year and I've been doing it ever since. So it is definitely something that you're not going to get, in trouble for. It's definitely allowed. It's just, again, you would save money if you did it yourself, because if you can save on packaging and stuff versus you're paying Amazon to fulfill it, but you're already paying Amazon to fulfill it with the fulfillment orders. So this is a tip for you. If you have FBA stuff that is not selling as well because of the ship date, go ahead and list it merchant fulfilled and then just fulfill it with your FBA inventory. Use those two resources that I put in the comments. And I hope this helps you guys. I hope you make more sales. It's a really good thing. I know a lot of people are sourcing other things. They're merchant fulfilling other things right now to boost their sales. But if you have FBA stuff that you could be selling more of, this is a really great opportunity for you. And we're so happy to try this out ourselves because we're not looking forward to having to package up all of this stuff ourselves. So we're just going to go ahead and let Amazon take care of that. We've got good margins and we're able to do that. So let us know if you have any questions, post your questions and let us know how everything is going for you. All right. I hope this is super helpful, just in time tips for you on this Seller Roundtable Extra. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.